We're in the middle of the city of Ishmael. And we're about to get to the point where the statue, the Nebuchadnezzar saw in his vision, is going to come tumbling down. That's a very happy point. So it's talking a little bit of happiness. It's coming down. You know, I remember in the second Gulf War, after the United States had defeated Saddam Hussein again, so the Iran Hutch didn't want it to be that they are overcoming, they're defeating their Muslim enemy. They didn't want to make it into a fight between the democracy and theocracy and Christianity and Islam. They wanted to deliberating the oppressed people from their masters, and so they were looking for people to support them. And there was a lot of public relations on hype on the ones that rejoiced that the American conquered. And there's a big statue of Saddam Hussein in one of the squares there. A bunch of chevron, you know, they tied something around. Just leave it. They pulled it down with the rope. This is all over the whole world. The statue's coming down. Would you only give me the recorder? It was just something. It was something. This was like images all over the world. And the Nebuchadnezzar statue, it was up for a very long time. It is up. In fact, the Nebuchadnezzar statue is still up. It's still up. Okay.
More pizzas. Does anyone want any more? Yeah, hello. Tell Brecky I'm coming to pick her up. No, okay?
It's still up. It's going to come down. So in the dream it came down. The Nebuchadnezzar saw it with his own statue coming down, which means he saw the end of all this. Now we've been discussing the different cultures of the nations. It's the end of all this. Battle, you know, it's all battle. So the Navi continues. Nebuchadnezzar saw his vision that the nations are B'tzuras Adam. And Daniel saw the same vision that the nations are B'tzuras Behem. So Daniel saw the real Tzura. And the only way to fight the animal is not to go down to his level. You have to outsmart the animal. If you're going to fight the animal on his level, brute force, animals win. Humans lose. But a human being has a neshama. And an animal doesn't. So a human being, if you use your brains, you'll always come out ahead. And that's the way Daniel saw the vision. But Nebuchadnezzar saw the nations of Tzuras Adam. Chazar, and Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream, Habis Adis Gazet Evan. That a piece of rock, a piece of stone, broke off of the statue. Is the translation. The statue was whole, and a piece of rock. Nebuchadnezzar was watching. He saw that a piece of rock came out on its own. Like no one came along to chop a piece of rock off. It came off on its own. And the rock struck the statue. And the statue was made of basil, was made of iron. And the lower extremities are made of iron and earthenware. And the rock totally destroyed the iron, the earthenware, and everything, and the copper, and the iron, the silver, and the gold. It all just, you know, the rock gave one zet, and all the precious metals, all the strong, powerful metals, they all came down. And he saw this in his dream. So what's the oven? What's the rock? And we know what the nations are. We lived through that. What's the rock? In Parshas Vayechi, in the Brachos, Yaakov Avinu talks about rocks. He's giving a bracha to Yosef. He says, Misham Reya Evan Yisrael. Over there is the shepherd of the stone of Israel. Misham Reya Evan Yisrael is a rock. What's the rock? Rock. The power that the four nations have, the power that they use to over us, it's not self-generated. God gave it to them. God gave them that power. God set this all up. And in the physical world, there's no parallel to them. They're going to win, and they did win. Each one of these nations conquered the entire world. They all did. And they got that power from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them human power. Hashem created one vulnerability. Hashem gives us a chance. It's like with magical creatures, or, you know, in the time of the ancient dragons, the Hobgoblins have those. Yeah, you can't beat them. There's always one little place, like there's a little place underneath on the belly of the dragon that there's a little place where there's no scale, and if you shoot the arrow up into the air and it goes, strikes right between the scales, and the dragon's going to fall down. These beasts are impervious. You can't defeat them. One after another. The lion, the bear, the lion, tigers, bears, you can't, they have no vulnerabilities. Just one thing. There's only one thing that works, is a stone. That's it. Anything else will not work, just a stone. A stone is Yaakov Avinu. So, to understand this, the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei, Keneged Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Neged Avram is Keneged Avram, that's easy. Has his name in it. Yitzchak is Mechaya Meisim. Why is Yitzchak Mechaya Meisim? What? Yeah. So he died and he came back to life. Yitzchak died and he came back to life. But the Yitzchak after the Akedah was not the same Yitzchak as before the Akedah. Because, you know, Chazal said, because Yitzchak had the Akedah, that Yitzchak took his body and dedicated his physical body for Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was willing to be slaughtered, his blood should be spilled, and it should be burnt, the ashes, you know, that. You can't get better than that. Yeah, you're going to that level, you're going to be ashes for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're taking your entire body and you give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that body changed. He changed his body. Before that case, his body was human. After that case, his body was not. He was willing to give it up. He gave it up totally to be a carbon. His body changed. His body was Kadosh. His body, instead of hiding God, reflects God. It's like he died and he was put back together again in a totally different way. His body was like a neshama. Yitzchak's body was like a neshama. His body wasn't the same body as it was before the Akedah. It changed. He died. Fortunately, he died. And he came back to life. And then he got married and he had kids. And those kids are us. So our body comes from the body of Yitzchak after the Akedah. That's amazing. The Sefer Isaiah says that Yitzchak, the letters of Yitzchak, Yid, Tzadik, Ches, and Kuf, spell the phrase Ketz Chai. Ketz, the end, Chai of life. Ketz Chai means you go all the way. You keep going. Yitzchak is Kurtz Chai. The Bracha Chai Nation. And after Kurtz is Yaakov Avinu. Kaddish means Mubdil and Mufish. The word Kaddish doesn't mean holy. Sorry. Doesn't mean holy. Oh my gosh. I just saw a news item that Shimon Peres, he went to be a Menachem Mavel. The Tversky family. So he was talking about how the Tversky and the other Kaddishim, they dedicated their lives to the gospel. Sort of a problem there. That they spent their whole life studying the gospel. So he needs to go back to Google Translate. Go do that one over again. Kaddish does not mean holy. Kaddish means Mivdol Mufresh. It means above and beyond. Now, if that's what holy means, then it does mean holy. But I don't even know what holy means. I don't know what holy means. Mivdol Mufresh. A Zona is called a Kadesha. She's not holy. Why is she called a Kadesha? Because she's moved to the Muffer. She's not part of society. A Zona is not part of society. She's moved to the Muffer. So she's a Kadesha. She's not holy. She's not part of humanity. Well, that just reminded me of talking about Kadesha. There was a murder many years ago. The son of the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva's called Torah. A Bacha, his name was Schlesinger, Akiva Schlesinger, a young Bacha. He went to Gan Saka on Mishmar night with his Chavrusa. They were talking and learning. It was very nice, Thursday night in Gan Saka. I don't know if you've ever been. It's a very nice thing. But they were looking, they were talking and learning. And there was a girl that came up to them. And she turned, she was an Arab girl, but they didn't know that. She spoke Hebrew. And she started talking to them. So they didn't want to be rude. So they went to them, and she said she doesn't want to live anymore, she wants to kill herself. And they tried to talk her out of it. Two very, very firm yeshiva bachim, which a Jewish girl, they didn't know. And then while she was talking to them, she pulled a gun out of her, whatever, she hid it somewhere, and she shot a Kiva Schlesinger in the brain, in the head. I remember the time that the other guy ran away. So we know the details from the other guy. This called Rusa. And he said that he heard Akiva say Shema Yisrael, which the doctors say was impossible. Well, the doctors were wrong. It was possible. He said Shema Yisrael. The doctor said it was impossible. It was impossible. They did it. But just remember, there was a news article after the incident. And they expressed their disbelief. Because this girl is from Abu Ghosh. And Abu Ghosh, everyone knows, is a friendly Arab village. And she was a Zayna. That's what her profession was. And they expressed their disbelief that she'd be guilty of such a crime because she had successfully integrated into Israeli society. So, you know, so. But the question is, it nationalistic? Was it a hate crime? Was it anti-Semitic? They said it's difficult to believe that it was nationalistic. She successfully integrated into Israeli society. And then, how come Roy Magin, that's the way we describe it as Zionist? A Zionist is someone that's, a Shiksa Zionist is someone that's successfully integrated into Israeli society. Can you believe such a thing? She's a Kadesha. She's not integrated. She's not integrated. She's Mivdol Mufresh. Successfully integrated into Israeli society. I mean, a guy in my yeshiva, he actually, he met her in jail. One of the guys in my yeshiva was locked up once. On suspicion of, I was in yeshiva. And one of the Bachim in the yeshiva was locked up in suspicion of of blowing up a shop, I mean, decent type of shop with a hand grenade. I don't know whether he did it or not. I don't know. Listen, you know, it happens. I don't know whether he did it or not. But he was locked up for it. He was locked up in the middle of his Shabbos office. They came to the, they took him away. He's out. He got out after like a week. But he was in there with her. He was in there with her in the same holding area. And she told him, I killed someone just like you. But she was successfully integrated into Israeli society.
Like, proudly said?
I don't know. I think she was a bit crazy.
Yeah.
She wanted to kill herself, so why'd you kill him? Do the world a favor. Successfully integrate yourself somewhere else. You shoot yourself and successfully integrate yourself into the grave. What do you do? That I call it a success. That's a Kadesha. Means Mivdo and Mufish. We're learning Kedushin? That's how we're learning Yeshiva. Kedushin. So what does Tyson say? You got the base on the base yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot. On the spot?
Yeah.
What does this? I have. What does Mivdo and Kedushin mean? Tyson also could be a Kedushin. Kedushin means forbidden. It means, what do you mean, holy? She's not holy to the whole world. She's holy to the whole world. She's holy. She's not holy. She's separate from them. She's an Eshet Ish. It's his. She's mine. She's not yours. I mean, she's the Bialim on the condition. That's why he's a Kenyan. There's an owner, Mamistic. He spoke about this. He has a Bialim. Condition is a Bialim. It's his Ishanikness. It's a Kenyan. It's a Chalashim Kenyan. There's a Kenyan after Ishus. What's the Kenyan? Ishus? She's mine. She's not yours. They got the Ishus. She's not Kenyan because he can marry another woman. He owns her. That's a Kenyan of Ishus.
That's the
big
Rashi.
What?
She's
with
Konatatu. Ishus Nicholas Tabala. No, also Konatatu.
Leah Fish is from Nafra Akha. But the first Rashi is Ishus Nicholas Tabala. So the Akhoyim said it. Maybe it means Rafuk Yavam of Ria. But by Yav, it says by Yavam Nicholas to Yavam.
Right.
So that can't be Rafuk Yavam of Ria. So it's got to be just me Yavam, me Baila. That she is Nicholas Nabila. Yeah, sure. See, I can read a Kaddish. What does Kaddish mean? Mubdul Mufrish. How is he Mubdul Mufrish? Avram is not, Yitzchak is not, Yankov is. Yankov is a Kaddish. He brings a Pasuk in Yeshayah, the Gdishu is Kaddish Yaakov. He sanctifies the sanctified Yaakov. Pasuk says Yaakov is Kaddish.
Not Avram Yitzchak.
We're not in the same Bechim as Yaakov. All the Midas of the others, they all said, Yitzchak had Chesed, Avraham had Beer, then Yaakov. They all had the Midas. But the Midas that they were Mechadish, that they were Mechadish something, that no one else before had ever been Mechadish that. So Yaakov was Mechadish in Kedusha.
Was Mechamas
Emes? Emes. Kedusha, Rachman, Teriah. All these Midas are going to... All these Midas are connected in some way or another. Okay, if you'd ask me, I would say Yitzchak was the Kaddish. Yitzchak was the, what does Rashi say about Yitzchak? Yitzchak was the only one of the others that Hashem said on Yitzchak, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Aviv Yitzchak. The Pasuk says, Elokei Yaakov built the Mizrach, Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, to the God of his father Yitzchak. How do you say God's name next to a person's name? Even if he's a tzaddik, maybe he'll do it every tomorrow. The biggest tzaddik in the world. And the biggest thing, Yechon and Kayan Gadol was the biggest tzaddik in the world. 80 years he was a Kayan Gadol, he didn't have any. Him dictation was Amen.
Biggest tzaddik
was the most revenge. Yeah, I'm saying it as an expression. He's the biggest tzaddik in the world. His time, he was the biggest tzaddik in the world. Yechon and Kayan Gadol, he became Yan and Malach. He went from the highest of heights to the lowest of lows. You can't trust Atam Natsuk, Natsuk Had Yemeshki, you can't trust yourself. So how could you say Kiv of Yitzchak? How could you say the God is the God of Yitzchak? God is only the God of Yitzchak after Yitzchak's dead. How could God be the God of Yitzchak's alive? Zechariah, he was blind. He was in the house. He was totally out of this world. He was Polish. God could be called the God of Yitzchak. So Yitzchak's not the Kaddish. Yaakov's the Kaddish. You know, what's the pshat? I mean, Yitzchak was a carbon, he's one of his bear. Okay. Yaakov wasn't a carbon, he was one of his bear. The difference in Yitzchak and Yaakov is, I tell you myself, the Zohar Gaon, he was in a room his whole life, and he learned. The Gaon was in his room. And with the Witzkufus, when he was younger, he went into Gaon with the Witzkufus. But the Gaon was, when he was known as the Gaon, when he was learning the first one as the Gaon, he was in his house. With house and family, he learned. And did whatever he did. He was Isaac, and whatever he was Isaac, and he was not as unfickled. The begin of Hitman Atma, you know, he was Mitman. He was unfickled. He was a Bahatan. People came to him. They came to him. Unfickled is hidden. People came to him. He saw people. They came to him. There was a Magid. His name was, he was the Dibna Magid. The Dibna Magid. He would travel from city to city, and the entire community would get together in the show, and he would give them shtaka musa, shaka musa. And the Vilna Gaon asked him to come to him, because he needed, who's going to give the Vilna Gaon musa if not the Magid? Who's capable of giving the Vilna Gaon musa? And we know what he said to him. The Dibna Magid said to the Vilna Gaon, Vilna Gaon is a big thing. To be the Vilna Gaon. To be a Gaon. To be a Vilna Gaon in this room, in this house, where all there is farm, and all there is Torah. And there's nothing else going on here. There's nothing else to do but to learn. And all you see is Kedusha. All you see is Tahara. And there's nothing here to distract you. There's nothing here to bring you down. So here to be a Gaon. Here, of course, you'd be a Gaon. But you go out over there and be a Gaon. Could you be a Gaon? That's the message that the Vilna Gaon had to hear. Because he was perfect. that's the message that the Vilna Gaon had to hear. And it penetrated. But I heard this all from my Rebbe's gift as a Chalabacha. He said, but the last of the Vilna Gaon was Maida, but he didn't walk outside. He said, you're right. He told him what he had to hear. But he didn't go outside. Where is Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu is a basis of this is Pasha. Yaakov Avinu loved Rachel. He loved Rachel. He kissed her. He kissed Rachel. He loved Rachel. He worked for 7 years for Rachel. He was in the same house with her for 7 years. Nowadays, a guy gets engaged to a local girl. During the engagement, he goes to another yeshiva somewhere and gets far away. You don't stay in the same town as your cow, your kid. You get out of there. It's not safe. Go. Yaakov didn't have that option. He was there. He worked for her father. He was in the house 7 years. He loved her. They had a child. Yaakov's first child, who was born to Yaakov and Leah, the name is Reuven. And Yaakov even said when he was born, "Koichi v'reishis ani." He's the first of my power. The first of my strength. That's Rashi. What does it mean, the first of my power, the first of my strength? Reuven was born from the first tipa zara that Yaakov Avinu ever gave forth. Understand the Kadesh Elyon is never easy. And bringing them down to our level is wrong. But, the chazos. Someone that's able to love a woman. You know, the Torah tells it to us for a reason. And when you think we can understand it on Yaakov Avinu's level, but let's at least understand it on whatever level we're able to. And also keep in mind that this is not exactly what Yaakov Avinu went through. But the Torah wants us to learn something from it. So we have to take what he went through and find some kind of parallel within our lives. The Chas Hashem not to put him in our place, because he's not in our place. 7 years working in the house of the girl you love, and never having her tzar zara during those 7 years. Impossible, right? Impossible. And he did it. That's Kaddish. Yitzchak was not that. Avraham was not that. And that's Kaddish. I mean, so, you know, there's multiple curves for this, he said. You know, this is Pasha. It's been a Shemayim. Everything's been a Shemayim. We're learning this Pasha and Eitze. B'nei Sula Mutav Arta V'Rosha Magia Shemayim. The ladder was on the ground, and it was also in the Shemayim. The Medrash says that the ladder, there was no ladder. It was a stairway to heaven. It's a nice song. Remember Mishmer in Taos, it was a Thursday night, there was a guy at 1 o'clock in the morning, he'd be learning, he'd be singing it, without the words, I'm saying, such a beautiful voice, and there's a few people on the Reis Medrash, which was beautiful. Ah, it's gorgeous. He didn't do the words, but he's, and you know who it is, actually, he comes to Southern Yeshiva from Taos. There's no ladder. The Medrash says the ladder was Yaakov Avinu in his dream saw a ladder, but that was just represented. It's a representation. It's a symbol. It's a sign of what really happened on earth. Zok the Medrash, but the ladder is Yaakov Avinu. When he saw the ladder in the dream, he was seeing himself. He's the ladder. He's the only one of the others. He's the only one of the others that is a ladder. He's able to have his feet on the ground here and his head's in Shemayim. Both. He walks this earth and his head's in Shemayim. He's Mubdal and Mufrish. He's Neshama. He's in Neshama. He's in Neshama.
Yitzchak was more in Shemayim,
and Avraham Avinu was more in Eretz. So, you know, Chesed is more in Eretz, Din is more in Shemayim. And between, you know, and whatever Yaakov was, he was because he was the son of Yitzchak and because he was the grandson of Avraham. They're part of his kaima, they're part of his essence. Of course, he's not greater than Avraham and Yitzchak. Avraham is the greatest because he didn't have a... He didn't have a father, you know, to emulate. He was the greatest of all. Not Yaakov. What?
I was
saying Yaakov. Yaakov is a combination of a process. Avraham is the one that started, he initiated it. That's, you know. Oh, God, it's Masher, there's a Machloikas Merayim. What's harder, the start or the finish? The Mar says, Kunt of Huna, Chuppah's. Kaina, because of Kal Shekhaimer. Because if it's Gaimer, Kal Shekhaimer is going to be Kaina. Because if it could complete the Kedushin, so it's really hard. So Kal Shekhaimer could just start it off. So according to Vuda, it's Mashma, that finishing a process is harder than starting it, but the Rabbanan is okay. Now, Tosias, according to Rabbanan, you should be able to do Chuppah with Kasav, because Chuppah could be Gaimer, but it can't be Kaina. But Kasav could be Kaina. Because you can start something, Kal Vachomer can finish something. It's not as machlokes, I'm right. Whether it's harder to start something or how to finish something.
No.
It's a. I've always been right. In Derech Avodah, it's definitely harder. In Kedushin, it's definitely harder. But in Avodah Hashem, it's definitely harder to start. Avram Avinu is B'chach Chayshman. Okay, Avram, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. We mention all three of us, and then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, again Avram. He's the man, he's the one. But Yaakov got to where they didn't get to. You see, Yaakov got to where they didn't get to. That Daga, to be Kadosh, that you're in this world, and at the same time, that you're not in this world, that they didn't have. Yeah, base of a tzaddik. Yeah, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshev, Ve'elu Toldos Yankov Yosef. That's the way the pasuk reads. Ve'elu Toldos Yankov Yosef. These are the offspring of Yaakov Yosef. I mean, that's not the way the trap goes. Ve'elu Toldos Yankov Kana. Without the son, Yosef is Yosef. Yosef is a hemshach of Yosef. What did Yosef do? He was lived on a mitzvah. Mitzrayim is the worst. Mitzrayim is the worst. It is the depths of depravity and tumult. Ram is immorality. The fire of Gehenna are burning in Mitzrayim. And the most powerful one of the organization is by Tifar. You know, her husband was one of the Kehanim, you know. Sarah Tabachim, the members of their position in Mitzrayim, a high position in Mitzrayim. You don't get high position in Mitzrayim by being a moral person. It's not how you do it. And Yosef was in the house, under her power, in the worst possible situation. Kaddish. Kaddish. So Yaakov's a stone.
Why is a stone kaddish?
God, you know, because I'll say that the word Evan also shows the relationship between Yaakov and Yosef, that they're both stones, because Evan is Av and Ben. Av Beis is Av, and then Beis Nun is Ben. Evan is Evan then. Okay. Evan. We'll talk about the Baruch Hashem for a second, okay? We'll talk about God for a second. There's one thing that's true about the Baruch Hashem that we can all know and we can all understand. That the Baruch Hashem is Mashpia on us, we're not Mashpia back on him. There's nothing that we could do. We can't change the Rebbeinu Shalom. We can't alter him in any way. We can't add to him. We can't take away from him. We can't shape him. We can't manipulate him. Nothing. You know. It reminds me of Rebbe Avigdor Miller, Zichron Lebracha. He took his first position as a rabbi in America. The congregations, they ate the baby. They ate them up. They ate them for lunch. And he was determined that he's gonna make a difference. He's one of the first from bottom that did this. The first thing he did was when they had a meeting with the lay leaders of the synagogue, they wanted to discuss how much salary he wanted. You know, what does he want? Let's negotiate. So he said, "Rabbi, you know, how much? Let's talk about it. What are we gonna do with it? Right? You know, give me something. What do you want?" He said, "I want nothing." He said, "What?" He said, "I want nothing. I'm not taking. He didn't want to take money for being a rabbi." He said, "You take money for being a rug, then you can't tell them what to do, and they can threaten to fire you." He said, "He did things to them, they would have fired 10 rabbanim before him, but they couldn't because he was the biggest donor to the yeshiva, and to the shul. Because he was donating his salary, they didn't have the money to fire him. They couldn't fire him, he was the biggest donor, he can't fire the biggest donor." Well, the first Shabbos he was there, I had this from his grandson, Machavusa. You know the blog? You know the guy from Cleveland. Okay, you'll get to know him.
Yeah,
this is classic. He walked into the his standard. So he went in right, it was fancy. He went in right before me, it was like right before Shabbos. He had some boards. He banged up a whole Gepetschka thing, you know, on the stands of Mechitza. By the time the people came, it was too late to take it down because it was already close to Shabbos. But right afterwards, they had a meeting to fire him. This is his first Shabbos. But they couldn't fire him. They couldn't afford to fire him because then they'd have to hire somebody. He had some rich people in the congregation that they were used to getting their way. He got up and showed him, he spoke. And he said, the show is a place where we give and you take. I mean, we are here to give. We give you spirituality. We give you nourishment." He kept on going out. A beautiful, beautiful speech. He says, it's not a place where you give and we take. So we don't want your dais. We don't want your opinions. We don't want your things. And you think that you're better because you have money, then you're worse off because you have the money. He said, a bunch of these people left because of his speech. He didn't care. The Baruch Hashem gives, he doesn't take. We don't offer him anything. We can't affect him. You can't scream at him. He'll flinch. You know, there's no flinching. God doesn't flinch. People. The word in English called malleable. Jordan, do you know the word malleable?
Metal, yeah.
Malleable means you could shape it. Like silly putty. People are silly putty. Physical beings, you can shape them, you can manipulate them, you can motivate them, you can fool them, you can draw them, you can play with people's minds, you can write.
A rock
is something that when you throw it through the window breaks, not the rock. It's above and beyond. He breaks through you, you don't break it. Alright, so we'll continue, you know. Blessed Hashem, we should all be healthy and hearty next week. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can't take anything for granted. Mm-hmm.